Hi, I'm Doug Kirshner and I work on accessibility in Windows. In this video, I'm going to talk about how people who are blind can use Narrator in Windows 8 to access their machines, and how you, as an app developer, can better design your app to work well with Narrator. Hopefully by now you've seen the accessibility overview and other videos in this section around keyboard navigation and programmatic access, both of which form the foundation of a good Narrator experience. In this video, I'll focus on some additional design aspects not covered in those topics. These considerations ensure not only that people can technically access your app using Narrator, but also that people have a great customer experience with your app. First, I'll show you how keyboard navigation design can improve the experience for customers using Narrator. To start with, I'll launch Narrator using the shortcut Windows Enter.
Start menu, pane, focus on weather, calendar.
Once Narrator is running, the tab and arrow keys allow me to move around the items on the screen.
Mail, calendar, photos, weather.
When I find something interesting, I can use space or enter to activate it. On the start screen, space will allow me to select the tile, and then I can use the arrows to move through the various options.
Weather, unpin, uninstall, smaller, turn live, switch to all apps, account picture button, weather, selected.
Or, instead, I can press Enter to open the app.
Weather, 55 degrees, Redmond, cloudy, 71 degrees, weather window.
Here is an example of how I can use Tab to jump around the major items on the screen, and then arrow keys and other Narrator commands to move within those regions.
55 degrees, read time, data for temperature.
So now I'm using arrow keys to move through the items in the list.
Precipitation.
Making sure you have an efficient keyboard design for moving around and activating is important for being able to effectively use any app, and it's an easy way to build a good Narrator experience.
January, February, March, September, not on table. Average high, column 1, row 1. Average low, record high, record low, 36 degrees, 1950.
Next, I'll talk about how people can use Narrator on a touchscreen. I'll launch Narrator by holding the Windows button and pressing the volume up button.
Starting Narrator.
Once Narrator is running, I can touch anywhere on the screen and Narrator will read out the item under my finger.
Maps, SkyDrive. Maps, photos, double tap to activate.
But I can also use gestures to move around and find the items automatically. And for people who are blind, this way is often the preferred method for learning how to use a new app.
Weather, internet, store, internet, store, double tap.
To move around the different items, I can flick left and right.
Launch store.
To interact with items, I can use double tap and triple tap gestures.
Door window, focus on.
The order that Narrator moves around the screen is defined by the logical order of the app. For an HTML-based app, that means Narrator will move around based on the order of the app's DOM.
Explorable, store, editable, back button, find, write a review, link, average rating, slider at 23 ratings. 3. Install button, when you install an app, terms of use, link.
In this way, the logical structure of your app will determine the order in which people using Narrator will experience your app. So to make sure your customers who use Narrator can get around easily, make sure that the logical structure of your app is consistent with the visual layout. The other important aspect to having a good touch navigation experience with Narrator is making sure the correct items are accessible and that there aren't too many extra items. If there are lots of irrelevant items, it's going to be a tedious and confusing experience for customers navigating your app.
Start menu, page, mail window, focus.
To make sure that you're exposing the correct set of interesting items to Narrator, here are a few things you can do. First, you can make sure that your control types are exposed properly. For example, by setting ARIA roles on the meaningful items in your app. In this example, there is a list containing a number of emails. Narrator knows that the list container itself is not interesting, but that the items within it are, based on the roles assigned to each item.
Deleted items from Windows, from Microsoft.
Second, especially with HTML and JavaScript, sometimes you may build complex elements out of many sub-elements. For example, each email in this inbox is a list item that contains several different labels.
From Outlook.com team, subject Outlook.com can make your life easier with a few simple...
Sometimes these sub-elements are not meaningful except to provide a better look. For these types of situations, you can use ARIA to define what should and should not be exposed to the assistive technology. In this example, the Mail app uses ARIA to give each email a single name and to hide the inner structure of the control from assistive technologies. This makes the experience much smoother and simpler for people using Narrator.
From Windows Phone, subject how to install Campus Experience. From Windows Phone, from Outlook, from Microsoft.
These are a few design considerations to help you ensure that people using Narrator have a great experience with your app. For more information on the basics of enabling programmatic access and using keyboard navigation, be sure to check out the corresponding videos in this section. And of course, if you're interested in learning more about what Narrator can do, check out the Narrator help included in Windows 8. Thank you.